Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You look at what the Caps have done over the last five games, just one first period goal in their last five games. They've got to come out quicker tonight and going forward if they want to stack up some wins.
Oh, they absolutely do. And the biggest thing is not being ready. And I think when you have certain players, you know, if there's a one player on each line that's not ready to play and not committed, you know, all of a sudden you've got a hole in that line. And it's you're basically playing at a disadvantage, 5-on-4, when it goes to the skater. So to me, it's about preparedness. And when you go back to that game, which I unfortunately have to do and go watch that again today, is that they weren't winning any of their puck battles, just the gritty determination types of things. And there just wasn't enough physicalness or physicality in their play. And that comes from moving your legs. And you don't need to be fast when you're on the board. You need to be tough. You need to be, you know, just determined to win your battles. And you know, when they came back against New Jersey the other day, New Jersey supposedly so much faster, but the Caps dominated them in the last half of the game. Once they got their heads out of it, we know where, and they played a way better game. And they didn't come out the next game against Pittsburgh and play with that same mentality. So, inconsistency. They're not a 60-minute team. I think they're a 45-minute team right now, and unfortunately, you have to be 60, 65 minutes in every game, and they're nowhere near close to that because I think probably I'll be nice and I'll say that they've had two 60-minute games so far this season. Doesn't mean you're going to dominate every game if you play 60 minutes, but there's huge lapses and periods afterwards. You're just I kind of get pissed off watching it sometimes because it's just painful for me. And, you know, I love this game and I love my job, but some nights I'm just, you know, I feel sorry for the people around me because I get pissed off before we go on air.
Do you yell at the team? Do you yell at them?
I do. Like, it really bothers me. And, it's not just the Caps. I can watch other games and I get pissed off when I see stupid things that I think are just horrible out there. So it's, you know, sometimes there's certain players that get my ire on a consistent basis. And my new host, Alexa Shaw, I got her. I think I got her in the same mode because now we yell at the same thing. So it's kind of awesome.
Who's bugging you right now, Alan? Who are you focused on?
Well, really, you know what? Evgeny Kuznetsov makes $7.8 million a season. He's a guy that we're always talking about. Oh, if he could, he's got all-world skill. And, you know, he's got to get it going. The other day, I didn't see much out of him in that game. The effort's got to be better. He wasn't here for those games on COVID protocol. He missed way more games after that. He's got to up his level. He should be a dominant player every game. We're not even seeing flashes right now. So to me, he's got to look within and he's really got to upgrade what he's doing out there. You're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. You need Backstrom and you need Kuznetsov to be able to go against Crosby and Malkin. And Backstrom's been the best player, Caps player, the most consistent player every game this season. Tom Wilson was tearing it apart before he went out with that lower body injury, but Backstrom's been the guy. They need Kuznetsov to step up and start playing a way better game. He's affecting his line mates. He's affecting the 5-on-5 play, the defenseman that he's out there with at times. So he really has to be so, so much better. And, you know, it's bothersome because you watch him and know how great he is. But I kind of get tired of saying the same thing over and over and over again about the same guy.
Is he just like on cruise control, in your opinion?
I'm not sure what I call it. There's got to be more battle.
Cruise
there's
control.
No oomph in his game.
Right.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I don't want to see cruise control. He is so good. I look at Connor Sherry out there, who didn't have the great start to the season. He looked like he was nervous. the first few games, you know, trying to fit in with the new team. And it is hard. A short training camp, you don't really know anyone. We've got these weird rules that everyone's living with right now. And the kid has just put so – he's the smallest guy on the team. And to me, a small guy has to be noticeable every game. My bias is they better stand out. Well, he's been standing out to me. Board battles, grit, determination. I looked the other day and John Carlson scored on Sunday. It was Sherry. It was parked right in front of the goaltender, takes his eyes away, and Carlson scores himself a nice goal on a shot as he comes in from the point. And so you've got to go the extra mile. You've got to grit your teeth. You've got to be determined. And it's not an individual game. It's a team game. But you've got to do your part as an individual in the game to be a piece of the puzzle, to be successful, and to win. And I look at Connor Sherry doing that right now. I look at Lars Eller. Lars Eller could play a bad game to me, but his effort is always 110%. And I absolutely love that. I'll take everyday players every day of the week over guys that you just get tired of watching. Kuznetsov is phenomenal. He's a world-class talent, and his team deserves better. And really, he deserves to be better for himself. He's got to start pushing himself to the max here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.